Welcome to the Software Delivery Notebook.
Hello.
This is where we try to take, well, often quite complex information and really pull out the key insights for you.
Yeah, make it digestible, useful.
Exactly. Think of it as a way to get properly informed without getting sort of buried in the detail.
We do the sifting, find the connections, save you some time, hopefully.
So today we're tackling a really important document, the UK government's AI playbook.
Yes, that one.
Now, this isn't just some abstract policy paper. It's framed as a practical guide, isn't it, for government departments, public sector bodies?
Right, to help them actually use AI safely, responsibly, effectively. That's the aim.
And it feels very timely. AI is popping up everywhere in public services now.
It really is. And the potential, as the playbook's foreword mentions, it's significant. Automating repetitive tasks, personalizing learning, even speeding up access to vital health insights.
Huge potential, but also, well, complexities.
For sure, which is why the playbook lays out these 10 core principles. Mm-hmm. They're meant to be the foundation.
And they build on the government's wider approach to AI regulation, right?
Exactly. They're presented as fundamental for anyone involved with or even just affected by AI in the public sector.
So our plan today is to unpack these 10 principles, really get into why they matter.
Sounds good. Where should we start? Principle one.
Makes sense. Principle one. You know what AI is and what its limitations are. Seems basic, but I guess it's crucial.
Absolutely foundational. You can't use something responsibly if you don't understand it.
So how does the playbook define AI? It points to the OECD definition, doesn't it?
It does. It talks about a machine-based system that infers outputs from inputs to influence environments based on human-defined objectives.
Okay, so it learns from data, makes predictions or decisions, and can potentially act on them. And it mentions different levels of autonomy, too.
Yes, and adaptability after deployment. But what's also key here is the historical context. AI isn't brand new.
Right. The playbook mentions the Dartmouth workshop way back in 1956.
Exactly. And it hasn't been a straight line of progress since then. We've had these AI winters, periods where progress stalled, funding dried up.
So it's important to be realistic. This first principle really pushes that. Current AI isn't, you know, HAL 9000.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
The playbook is clear. Current systems often lack real reasoning, deep context. Accuracy isn't a given. That's a critical limitation to grasp.
It really is. And then there's the data aspect. AI often needs personal data, which rings data protection bells immediately.
Instantly. Mm. And beyond that, the risk of bias is huge. If the training data is biased, the AI system can perpetuate, even amplify that bias, producing unfair or harmful outputs.
It's like your flawed textbook analogy earlier, garbage in, garbage out, potentially?
Sort of, yes. The data quality is paramount, which links to another point in the playbook. Understanding user needs.
Through user research, engagement, making sure the AI actually solves a real problem for people.
Precisely. It shouldn't just be tech for tech's sake.
And there's also a nod to the environment.
A brief one, yes. Just acknowledging that these systems can be resource intensive. So use AI appropriately, proportionally. Consider the environmental footprint.
Okay, that covers the basics. Principle two feels like a big one. You use AI lawfully, ethically, and responsibly.
This is really the ethical core, isn't it? It's all about trust.
Maintaining public trust, protecting rights, ensuring progress is equitable.
Yes. And the playbook points to existing legal frameworks, like the Equality Act 2010, as something to consider during assessment.
It introduces the concept of group privacy, which I found interesting. What's the idea there?
Well, it's about recognizing that harm can occur even if individuals aren't directly identified. If an AI reveals patterns about a specific group, that could lead to discrimination or stigma against the whole group.
Ah, I see. So it's broader than just individual data points.
Exactly. Thinking about community impact.
This principle also talks a lot about transparency and explainability. That feels vital, but maybe tricky, especially with complex black box systems.
It's a real challenge. You want to know why an AI made a decision? But with commercial tools, the inner workings can be very opaque.
So how does the playbook suggest tackling that?
It breaks transparency down. There's technical transparency, process transparency, outcome-based explanations, internal records, and public communication. Different facets.
And it mentions specific tools, data cards, model cards.
Yes. And the Algorithmic Transparency Recording Standard, the ATRS. These are practical ways to document and share information.
ATRS seems quite central for government use.
It is. It's about providing public visibility into where algorithms are being used in decisions.
Okay. Fairness, bias, discrimination also fall under Principle 2, a major concern.
Huge. AI can easily amplify existing societal biases if you're not careful. The bias might be in the data or even introduced by the humans building the system.
Unconscious bias from developers, perhaps?
It's a factor, which leads to accountability. Who is responsible when an AI gets it wrong?
And the playbook says?
The public organization using the AI.
Hmm.
Ultimately, they carry the responsibility, even if it's a bought-in system.
Okay, that's clear. And what about challenging decisions, contestability, and redress?
That's about having mechanisms in place so people can question an AI's output and seek a remedy if harm occurred.
So people need to know AI was involved, and there needs to be a clear appeal process.
Yes. Public awareness and accessible routes for challenge are key. The principle also touches on broader societal well-being, weighing the good against potential harms, like AI-generated misinformation.
And sustainability gets another mention here, too.
Just a reminder about the resource implications.
Right. Let's move to Principle 3. You know how to use AI securely. Security is always critical.
Non-negotiable. AI systems need to be secure, resilient. The playbook links this to the government's cybersecurity strategy. Secure by design principles.
But are there AI-specific security risks?
Oh, yes. The playbook highlights things like data poisoning, corrupting the training data, perturbation attacks, small input changes causing big errors, prompt injections for language models, hallucinations, generating plausible falsehoods.
Wow. Okay, so new vulnerabilities on top of the usual ones.
Exactly. And AI can sometimes amplify generic cyber risks, too.
So what's the defense?
Building security in from the start. Rigorous testing, things like content filtering for generative AI to catch malicious inputs or unreliable outputs, basic cyber hygiene, but tailored for AI.
Makes sense. Principle 4, you have meaningful human control at the right stage. This tackles the runaway AI fear, maybe.
Sort of. It's about oversight and intervention. The playbook stresses you need to monitor AI behavior constantly and have plans to step in if needed.
Especially for high-risk decisions. Human validation needed there.
Absolutely. For things with significant impact, a human needs to be in the loop to confirm or override the AI's suggestion.
But what about real-time things, like chatbots? You can't review every response instantly?
True. So for those, the human control comes at other stages.
Mm-hmm.
Design, development, deployment, ongoing monitoring. It's about rigorous testing before launch, regular checks, and crucially, incorporating user feedback.
Mm.
Is it working as intended? Is it causing problems?
So control doesn't always mean real-time oversight, but control over the whole process.
Precisely.
Okay. Principle 5. You understand how to manage the AI lifecycle, thinking longer term.
Exactly. AI isn't a deploy and forget technology. It has a full product lifecycle.
From choosing the tool through maintenance, updates.
You know, eventually retiring it securely. And throughout that life, you need to watch out for things.
Like what?
Model drift, where performance degrades over time, bias creeping in or getting worse, hallucinations in generative models. You need ongoing monitoring and mitigation plans.
The playbook points to other resources here too. Tech code of practice, NCSC cloud security.
Yes, leveraging existing guidance. And interestingly, it also nudges towards thinking about reuse. Could an AI solution built for one department be useful elsewhere in government?
Sharing best practices, essentially.
And potentially saving effort.
Principle 6 is short and sweet. You use the right tool for the job.
Ah, yes. A fundamental point. AI is powerful. It opens up new approaches. But it's not always the answer.
Sometimes a simpler non-AI solution is better.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Assess the need first.
Yeah.
Then choose the most appropriate technology, which might be AI or might be something else entirely. It also mentions choosing suitable deployment patterns and models if you do go with AI.
Makes sense. Don't just use AI because it's trendy.
Exactly.
Principle 7, you are open and collaborative.
This encourages looking beyond your own team or department. Tap into cross-government communities like the AI community of practice. Talk to other departments.
Learn from each other. Avoid reinventing the wheel.
That's the idea. Share successes, share failures, maybe even share or reuse solutions.
And it's not just internal government collaboration.
No. Crucially, it also stresses engaging with wider civil society. Stakeholders, community groups, academics, the public.
Why is that engagement so important?
To make sure AI is genuinely beneficial, that it meets real needs, that concerns are heard, it builds trust and leads to better outcomes. And this principle also circles back to transparency making use of the ATRS. Being clear when people are interacting with an automated system like a chatbot.
Got it. Principle 8 brings in procurement. You work with commercial colleagues from the start.
Very practical advice. The AI market is moving incredibly fast. It's complex. So getting your commercial or procurement experts involved early is vital.
For advice on requirements, pricing, navigating the market?
Yes. And also for setting expectations around responsible and ethical use with suppliers. Whether you're building in-house or buying something in, those principles need to apply.
You can build requirements for transparency, like using ATRS, into contracts.
You certainly can and probably should. Aligning expectations early is key.
Okay, Principle 9 hits a really crucial point. You have the skills and expertise needed to implement and use AI.
Absolutely fundamental. You can have the best principles in the world, but if the team doesn't have the skills, it won't work.
What kind of skills are we talking about? Technical, ethical?
Both. Understanding the tech, understanding the ethical risks, knowing how to manage the data, how to test properly. And the specific skills might differ, you know, depending if you're building a bespoke model versus using an off-the-shelf API.
Does the playbook offer help here?
It highlights that there are free online learning resources available for civil servants via civil service learning, covering fundamentals, ethics, business value, specific tools, even technical stuff.
So the message is, the resources are there, use them. Upskill your teams.
Definitely. Make full use of what's available.
Right, almost there. Principle 10. You use these principles alongside your organization's policies and have the right assurance in place. Kind of ties it all together.
Exactly. It's saying these 10 principles don't exist in a vacuum. You still need to follow your own organization's rules, especially around security, data handling. Integrate these principles into your existing processes.
And assurance is key. Understanding, monitoring, mitigating the risks.
Yes, and involving assurance teams early. Don't wait until the end. Have documented review processes, maybe even AI review boards for significant projects. Embed this into your governance.
Okay, so that's the 10 principles. We've covered a lot of ground. As we wrap up, what's the big picture takeaway here?
Well, I think these 10 principles taken together, they provide a really solid, practical framework. It's about enabling the use of AI in government, but doing it thoughtfully, safely, ethically, effectively.
And it's not just for the tech teams, is it? Understanding this stuff is becoming important for almost anyone in or interacting with the public sector.
I'd agree. As AI becomes more embedded in how services run, understanding the principles guiding its use is relevant for policymakers, public servants, and frankly, for all of us as citizens.
It really emphasizes that balancing act, harnessing the power of AI while managing the risks and staying true to public service values.
Precisely. It encourages that critical engagement, asking questions, seeking understanding, and the playbook itself is worth a look for anyone wanting more detail.
Definitely. Well, this has been the Software Delivery Notebook, hopefully a useful deep dive into the UK government's AI playbook. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. And maybe just a final thought for you to ponder. As AI keeps evolving so quickly, how will these principles themselves need to adapt over time to stay relevant and effective? Something to keep an eye on, I think.